Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Mem Zayin. We are holding on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We are up to V'Amar Rava Hani Tarti Uni. I think that's what we're up to at the very end, three lines from the end of the page on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and none of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, the Neshama Shav Naliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shiur. So what we're going to discuss today is lungs, the trefus related to lungs. This is the most common issue of Hilchos Trefos when we talk about Sirchos in the lungs. So that's going to be the first discussion relates to Sirchos. We're also going to talk about if the lungs have an extra piece, if they seem to be out of whack in terms of how many lobes there are on the lungs, if there is discoloration of the lungs. And we're going to compare the denim of discoloration on a lung to discoloration in other areas. We're going to have a couple of stories related to Bris Mila, where the baby seems to have been the wrong color, and someone was able to diagnose based on the color of the baby's skin what exactly would go wrong if he were to have a Bris Mila, and when things can go right if he were to have a Bris Mila. And the Gemara is going to discuss if there seems to be a blockage in the lung, how you can check if that's in fact a trefa or not, if it's a real blockage or not. So let's begin again, three lines from the end of the page on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, V'amarava, Hani Tarti Uni, if you have two of the lobes of the lungs, Disirichan Lahadadi, that are attached to one another, meaning that there's a sircha between them, so there's this attachment that they're like stuck to one another, so Las Lubadika, there is no way to be Mevarer, if there's a nekev, if there's a hole in the lung, underneath the makum where they're attached. Yeah, I just have to say that the behemah is a trefa, because the sircha tells us that there's a significant concern that there's a hole there. V'lo amaron ella shelo kisidran. But the idea that a sircha in between the lobes of the lung is going to make the behema into a trefa is only when the two lobes that are attached to one another are not the two lobes that are adjacent to one another, because the sircha comes from one lobe that's distant from another lobe. It skips over another lobe and sort of is still attached to one another, because since they're not samach to one another, they're likely to move, and they'll end up that connection will end up being ruptured, it will end up being broken, and then that nekev is going to come right back. So therefore, it's going to be a trefa. But if they're smuchos and they naturally rest on one another, aval kisidran, they're smuchos to one another, and Rabbi Sayu, that's the way, that's the natural formation of the lung, it's the natural way the lung is supposed to rest, and since that's the natural way the lung is supposed to rest, that nekev is never coming back, because there's never going to be friction, it's never going to pull apart from one another. So if it doesn't pull apart, then the hole has obviously been closed up by the fact that they're attached to one another by this sircha, and therefore since that hole is never returning, then there's not going to be a problem. Now Tosas asks wait a second, if there's a nekev, the nekev can never be cured, right? Meaning when you have a nekev in a lung, so we don't say that it's a trefa right now, but as soon as it scabs over and as soon as it cures itself, then it's going to be okay. But it sounds like we're saying that kisidron, yes, there's a hole in there, but it's never coming back. Meaning we've solved that hole. So that's what the Rishonim point out, that you have to say is that it doesn't have a halachic status of a hole when it's a type of hole that you know is going to have one lobe of the lung attach itself to the other lobe of the lung, and it will block off that hole on a permanent basis. But if the hole is only going to be blocked off on a non-permanent basis, then we assume that that's considered a real hole in the lung, and if that's a real hole in the lung, it can never be cured. It's always going to be a problem of a trefa. So that is the issue of a sircha on the lung. Now, another statement of Rava relating to trefas. For those keeping count based on yesterday's daf, I believe this is number 7, the 7th halacha that Rava tells us about trefas on the lung. The Amarava, Hani Tarti Bui Dismichila Adadi. If you have two like bubbles or boils that are right next to one another, like pimples, Laslu Bidikusa, there's no way to be bodek if there's a nekev or not, because they're only samuch to one another because of a nekev that was in the lung, and this sort of healed over where that nekev was. But Chaza Umischazya Kitarti, but even if there was one, and it looks like two, because there's a crack in the middle of it, so it looks like it's two, and you don't know if it's really one on the inside, and therefore it's kasher, or if it's two, and therefore it's a trefa. So what we do is maitinan silva ubazinan le. We take a splinter, a pin, something, and you puncture one side. So ishavcha na'adadi, if all of the contents, all of the juice that's inside both sides pour out of that one side that you punctured, then chadihi. Then you know on the inside it was really one, because if the pus or the liquid that's on the other side came out through this one side, it obviously got through. So if it got through, so you know on the inside it was really only one ukshera, and therefore it's going to be kosher. V'ilo, but if it's not nishpach from one to the other, if it doesn't pour out from one to the other, then tartininu trefa. Then you know that it is in fact two, and it's going to be a trefa. And then the eighth, and I think the final teaching of Rava relating to a lung. All the dinim from the beginning of the sugya until here are all about nikva hareya, or a nekev that was there because, or something that was likely to become a nekev. The Prima Gadim quotes a machlokas rishonim if the trefos that we're about to discuss, and the other trefos like chaser, yasir, chalif, all the, you know, there's an extra lobe, there's a missing lobe, the lobe seemed to be out of whack on the wrong side, if that's also a part of that same category where it's likely to be a hole. The Torah writes that a reya shenikva is trefa, and then he discusses chisaron bereya. So it sounds like chisaron bereya is matruf because it's sofa lihinakev, that the Torah holds that the problem with some of the trefos that we have that we're about to discuss are also nekev related, meaning the fact that there's that it's a missing piece, there's a missing lobe, all of that relates to a nekev. However, the Rambam explicitly distinguishes between trefos that come on account of a nekev and trefos that come on account of chisaron, and they're listed separately in the Rambam. In Prakim Vav and Zayin, he talks about a nekev. In Perches, he talks about that which relates to chisaron. So, and that's the pashtus l'chora, that they're not about a nekev. We never mention the word nekev again when we talk about things that are chaser and yeser and chalif, that they're switched from one side to the other. Okay, so now here's the eighth din of Rava. Vama Rava, chamsha uni, the five lobes of the lung, isla l'reya. There are five lobes that naturally on a lung of an animal. Apa klape gavra, when the face of the animal is facing toward the person, meaning if the animal is hanging from its legs, and the beten of the animal, the underside of the animal, is facing toward the shochet, t'lasimi yamina v'tarti mismala. So if you're looking at the lungs from that angle, you will have three lobes on the right side, and you'll have two lobes on the left side, which mean, it makes it seem a little bit strange that we had to mention chamisha une yisil reya, meaning if there's three on the right, two on the left, and there's only rights and left, right? So then l'chora, that is five lobes. So the Prima Gadim actually raises that question. Why does Rava have to say the number of lobes? Why couldn't he just say shalosh miyamin, shtayim mismal, and we'll count. Three plus two is always five. So he tries to give a few answers. One of the answers is that he's coming to teach us that you shouldn't say that a yasir only passes if the yasera is in the shura of the onos, and therefore he says the number five is critical. That is, meaning one might say that if you were only telling me that there were three and there were two, so then if there's an extra lobe, if it's on one side where there's supposed to be three and now there's four, or if it's on the other side where there's supposed to be two and now there's three, that's a problem. But if it's not in aligned, if that extra one is in the middle, it's not aligned with either side, maybe that's not called a yeser. So that's why he wants to, it's a halacha that he's teaching me, that the lung has to have five lobes. If it has more than five lobes, that's going to be a problem. So anyway, chasir, if it's missing one of the lobes of the lung, you know, let's say only has two on the right side or only has one on the left side, oh, you see her, or it has an extra lobe of the lung, it has a four or three, oh, chalif, or the numbers on the right and the left are switched with one another, there are two on the right and three on the left, in all those cases, trefa, the animal is going to be a trefa. The Rama in Shulchan Aruch adds to the list of shinuyim that you'll find in the tzura of the way that the lungs are set up, but these are the most basic shinuyim that the Gemara lists. Now, l'chora, what's the chiddush? Meaning, we're saying in the last one that if it's chalif, if it's switched, then the two sides are switched with one another, then it's a problem. Well, we just got through saying if it's chasir or it's yasir, then that's a problem. So, isn't switching just saying that one side is chasir, one side is yasir? Meaning, the side that's supposed to have two now has three, that's yasir. The side that's supposed to have three now has two, that's chasir. So, the Taras Chaim says the chalif is a special psul, that since it's, the two sides have been switched, the left has more than the right, but if there are four onos miyamin and achas mismal, then it would not be a psul, meaning a chalif is a special psul, that the wrong side has more than the other side, whereas meaning the halacha is there's supposed to be more on the right than on the left. If there's more on the right than on the left, but the distribution is different, it's a 4-1 distribution, says the Taras Chaim, that's going to be kosher. The Shach disagrees. So according to the Taras Chaim, I understand very well why it has to tell me Chalav, because Chalav is its own psul, but it's a huge kula that the Taras Chaim is saying, because he says, as long as the right is more than the left, a redistribution is fine. So the Shach disagrees. How's the Shach going to answer our question? So the Poskim write, the Beis Meir and the Machzor Shekel, that's the trefa of chalif, is that the number of onos on the sides of the lungs have changed, are different, and that one tzad is not mashlim the other tzad in terms of the chaser or the yeser. Meaning, one might have thought it's better when they're flipped. That if you stam have a chaser instead of three and two, you have three and three, a yeser rather, instead of three and two, you have three and three, or a chaser instead of three and two, you have two and two. So then it's all out of whack. But this is proportional, it's okay, it's just that it's flipped. I might have thought that one side makes up for the other. So the Shach is saying, no, that's also problematic. There's a havamina that would have been okay, that one side makes up for the yeser in one side, makes up for the chaser in the other side, so kamash milan that it does not. So now the Gemara tells a story relating to a lung that had an ona yesera, that had an extra lobe. Hahu yesirta. There was a lung that had an extra lobe, the asay l'kameh demaremar. They brought to ask Maremar if it's kosher or not. Havi Yosef Rav Acha Abava. Rav Acha was standing outside by the doorway of the house where Maremar was, or the Beis Medrash where Maremar was. So Amr Leh, so Rav Acha said to the Shochet, who was coming with this lung, he saw that he was coming with this lung to ask such a Shaila. So Rav Acha said to the Shochet, May Amr Lach, no, what did Maremar paskin? It looks like there's an extra lobe on that lung. What did he paskin about it? He said, it's no problem, it's kosher. So Rav Acha is standing outside there, and he's saying, wait a second, there's an extra lobe in this lung. He said that it's kosher. So Amr Leh, so Rav Acha said to the butcher, maybe go back and ask again. Maybe he's not feeling well, maybe he didn't see it properly, maybe he somehow missed the extra lobe, he miscounted. So he said, of course it's going to be a trefa. So maybe you should go back and ask him again. Because a yasir is a trefa. That was one of Rava's dinim. So the butcher goes back, the shochet goes back, and he asks Maremar the din again. Amar Leh, Maremar says to the shochet, Zil emile leman de yasav abava, lesich kavaseid Rava biyaseres. Maybe go tell the guy standing by the door that we don't paskin like Rava when it comes to the extra lobe on a lung. That Rava says that it's treif if there's an extra lobe on a lung. We don't paskin that way, we paskin that it's kosher. So Rashi writes in the name of his rebbeim when he says that less hilchsa, that we don't paskin like this opinion in Dibra Maschil Yasir. So Rashi writes that Sfir le Rava de kinatul damiv less hilchsa kavaseik darminon bisamuch. Right, when on the line where where Rava said that Yasir is a problem. So Rashi writes that, yeah, Rava holds that Yasir is kenatul, just like we have in by limbs of an animal, that a Yasir is kenatul, that let's say a person has six fingers, that's the same as having four fingers, that a Yasir is kenatul. So he holds that having an extra lobe is like having a missing lobe. But Rashi writes, that we don't pass in that way, as the Gemara is about to say. And that's this story where the Gemara says that Maremar paskind, that it's still going to be kosher. V'ri'isi sheikh shira mori Rabbeinu Yaakov. And I've seen that my Rabbi, Rabbeinu Yaakov, is machshir such a thing. Aval b'chasir v'chalav halacha k'mosa d'lacham antepalig. But we do not find that chasar or chalif is a machlokas at all, that if it's missing a lobe, or if the two sides are switched with one another, then there is no machlokas. Everyone's going to agree it's a problem. The Radvaz in Hilchos Shechita, Perches, Halacha Aleph, says, why don't we paskin like Rava? Normally we paskin Yasser is Kenatul, meaning in all of the other halachos of a treif of a behema, we paskin like that Yasser is Kenatul, Vabalmum, and all these things, we paskin Yasser is Kenatul, so why wouldn't we paskin by a lung that Yasser is Kenatul? So he suggests that it's normal that a lung branches off to different pieces, and therefore there's no psul if there's an extra ona, just like that we're going to see soon, that the inunisa devarda, that there are some behemos that have a particular lobe, and other behemos that do not have the inunisa devarda, which we're going to talk about soon. So that's why we don't paskin like Rava over here. So the maremar then qualifies further. The hani mili, that which we say that having an extra lobe of the lung is going to be kosher, that's only dekaima bedora deuni. That's only if that extra lobe is in the row of lobes, and it fits in to the to what the lung is supposed to look like. Aval beni beni, but if it's between the onos, it's shalokasidron, it's in the wrong spot, then trefa. Then it's in fact going to be a trefa. And the Gemara says, and we have a story to back that up as well, that relates to that as well. Hahu beni beni, there was a lobe of a lung that was in between the rows of lobes. It was shalok. It was off in terms of where it was located. The also the kamed Ravashi, that they brought to Ravashi to ask what the din is. Sav Ravashi the mitrufa. Ravashi was going to be matrufit. He's going to say that it's a behemah trefa, like a yaseira. That's shaloka seder onos. So amrle Rav Huna mar bar avia. Rav Huna mar bar avia said to Ravashi, kol hani chivi briyasa. All the animals that go and graze out in the hefker, hachi islahu, they all have this extra lobe of the lung. V'karilu tabachi inunisa devarda, and the butchers know it. They even give it a name. That's called the inunisa devarda. If all of those animals that are out in the wild, that are grazing out in the middle of nowhere, they all have this extra lobe of a lung. So then it's obviously not extra. Then it's considered a normal thing that you're going to have on a lung, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Bizman azer, Rashi writes, all behemos have this uninisa devarda. So the question is, why was it that Ravashi wanted to be matrifit until he was corrected by Rav Huna mar bar avia? So Rashi writes that it's muchach from the Gemara that in those days they didn't have this. He wasn't aware, at least, of animals that had this extra lobe. It just wasn't a thing. Nowadays they all have it. This is a nishtana ateva kind of thing, or maybe those animals that had genetically been predisposed to having it were the ones that reproduced and whatever, and the other ones all died out, or whatever it is. It obviously wasn't so common. So so he says, therefore, even in our behemos, where you do find this extra lobe, if one of them is missing it, we shouldn't be matrifit. And then he says that he heard from his Rebbe that there's a machlokas gedolei adar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Baruch v'chaverav, about a lung that has two of these extra lobes. But he didn't find a hachra'a in terms of how to paskin on such things. So Rashi on his own is machria. It's a rare thing. Rashi is not so often. A few times in Chulin he does it, but Rashi not so often paskins a halacha, at least in his commentary on Shas he doesn't. There are chuvas of Rashi, the other, but but in his commentary at Shas, he doesn't do it so often. Most of the time when he does, we don't paskin like him, but for whatever reason. But Rashi over here says that he's machria, that it's a trefa, because Yisera, it's a Yisera de Beni Beni, that we're only machshir one of them in the sugya, because it's the derech of these types of animals to have it. But two is still unusual. Tosos writes in the name of Ben Ephraim that there's no way Rav Ashi was going to be matrif, a behema that has this inunisa, because all the behemoths have this extra lobe. The case was, it has another inunisa, and that was the whole nidon in the Gemara. The whole nidon in the Gemara is that's what he wanted to be matrif, where it had an extra one. It had two extra lobes. So that's different than, that's the opposite of Shitas Rashi, because he's machshir if it has an extra one, and he's a matrif areya that doesn't even have even one inunisa. I mean, if it's missing even that one, Rashi said that it's kasher, but tells Kosher Rabbeinu Ephraim, that's going to be a trefa, because all animals have that. But didn't we say there have to be five lobes? All of a sudden, it's okay to have an extra lobe. Well, this lobe is a very tiny one; it almost doesn't count as a lobe, and therefore it's something that's normal to have, and it does not make the animal a trefa. V'hani mili, the idea that the inunisa devarda is not going to make the animal a trefa, even when it's not in the row of lobes, is only megavai. It's only if it's underneath the lung. It's on the side that faces the beten of the animal, the underside of the animal. Aval agaba, but if it's on top of the lungs, it's the side that faces. It's on the side that faces the back of the animal. It's on top of the lungs. Then afilu ketarfa daasa trefa. Then even if it's the size of a leaf of a hadas, it's going to be enough to be trefa, because it simply doesn't belong. So even if it's very, very tiny, the size of the leaf of a hadas. So the Rama writes in the name of the Hilchus Bedika Shal Mari Vayil that there's a machlokas about the shear. Some say that it's the tziporin ha'egodel, it's the size of a thumbnail, and some say that it's the size of the middle joint of the thumb. And he says we're not bekiim b'shirza, and therefore we're matrif. He quotes in the name of Marak. Now Tosus writes that we're mishair this size by blowing up the lung, and the size of it when the lung is not blown up is lomalav lomorid. It doesn't matter at all. And the reason is because the rea of the lung in general is blown up, and therefore the size when it's blown up, when it's to full capacity, that's the size that we're going to look at. That's what a lung is supposed to do. That's what a lung is supposed to be. Okay, so now the Gemara brings dinim about the color and how the lung looks, as opposed to the structure of the lung, which we've been discussing until now with an extra lobe. So says the Gemara, Amar Rafram, Hai Reya Dedamu Lufta Trefa. If you have a lung that looks like a piece of wood, then it is a trefa. Some of the gears are not Rafram, but Rava, and therefore this would be a ninth teaching of Rava relating to lungs. But okay. So what does he mean that it's like a piece of wood? So Ikada Amri, some say that what he means to say is bechazusa, that it looks like a piece of wood. V'ikada Amri begishta. Some say no, that it feels like a piece of wood, that when you touch it, when you feel it, it feels like a splinter of wood. So Ikada Amri, the one that says that it looks like a piece of wood, it means dinaficha, that it's blown up and therefore it looks, it has a whitish complexion like a piece of wood. And that's what Rafram is saying is going to be a trefa. V'ikada Amri, and some say that it's about the feel, and it means difachiza, that it's hard like a piece of wood. That if it's hardened, then you know that it's a trefa. V'ikada Amri, and some say that it's about the feel, but not about it being hardened, but rather tishia delesa chitucha du'uni, that it's so smooth that you can't feel the division of the different lobes of the lungs. It feels like just one big piece of lung, and that's going to be the problem with the feel. Well, okay, so now that we mentioned the dinum of this one din that might relate to what the lung looks like, so other dinum related to colors. So Amar Rava. Rava says if you have a lung that is discolored, there's a machlokas in the poskim whether the discoloration we're talking about over here is on the outside of the lung or it's in the actual flesh of the lung itself. But there's a discoloration. If it's kekuchla kshera, if it's like the color of the makeup that women would put on their face, on their eyes, so the kekuchla, it's a color, it's like a bluish color, it's like the color of tcheles. So that's how Rashi seems to say. So then it's going to be kshera. Kidiosa, but if it's black, like a dark ink, like dio, then trefa, then it's going to be a trefa. Because we know legabe another area of halacha where color matters, and that is when it comes to damnida, that shachar, whenever you see something black, whenever you see black dam, adom hu ela shalaka, we assume that it's really red, it's just that it's gotten ruined or deoxidized or something, but it really started out as red blood, and it's going to be metame the isha, she's going to be asura lebaila. So since black is a sign that something got messed up, so it's also a sign on the lung that something got messed up in the lung, and this lung is rotting away, and ultimately it's going to develop a hole, and therefore the behema is considered to be a trefa. Yeroka, but if it's yeruka, if it's a yellowish, greenish type of color, then ksheira, then it's going to be kosher. Mid Rabbi Nassan, and we learned that from Rabbi Nassan, which we're going to quote soon. Aduma ksheira, if it's red from the dam that's caught inside of, then it's kosher. Mid Rabbi Nassan, we learned that from Rabbi Nassan as well, because those are the kinds of things that are going to heal. So whereas, even though we said black is really just a red, and black is a problem, because black is a red that's messed up. So it's the point is that it's messed up. When something is messed up, it is a problem. So says Gemara Ditanya. The Gemara brings Rabbi Nassan with regard to the discolorations on a person's skin. So it's from Rabbi Nassan that we learn about the dinum of trefa when it comes to a lung. What was the story of Rabbi Nassan? So Ditanya Rabbi Nassan Omer Pamachas Halachti LeKrachayam. One time I went to the cities in Chutz Laaretz. Basa Isha Achas LeFanai. Shemala b'na Rishon v'meis, a woman came in front of me and she had told me, Nebuch, her tragic story, that she gave a bris milah to her first son and he died. Sheni umeis, she gave a bris milah to her second son and he died as well. So shlishi, she now had her third son. So hiviatu lefanai, she came to ask, should I give this baby a bris milah? We have a halacha that if it's mesuach of machmas milah, if it's huchzak, that is that there's some sort of blood disorder that disease that the baby has, that it's that the blood doesn't clot properly, or some sort of clotting issue, so hemophiliac or something like that. So then it's sakronos nefashos. So you're not allowed to give the baby a bris mila. So what exactly is the is considered a chazaka? So Rabbi Shum, it's machlokes Rabbi Shum Gamliel and Rabbi in Masech Yisivamos, whether shalosh pam mavi chazaka or shtei pam mavi chazaka, is three times a chazaka or two times a chazaka. So Tosfos writes from the hour Gemara, it seems like they hold like Rebbe that twice is a chazaka, and that's why we're about to see he gave the instruction, do not give this baby a bris mila right now, because I am concerned that the clotting problem or that the previous two babies had is going to exist with this baby as well. So Marti la biti hamtini lo, wait, don't give him a bris mila actually balabo damo, until his blood regulates itself when he looks like a regular baby. Baby, when the color of the baby looks normal, you can't give a bris mila. But makom pikuach nefesh, they're only shalosh averus chamuros that are docha pikuach nefesh. So himtina lo, she waited until his complexion indicated that that everything had normaled out. Umala oso, and then she gave him bris mila v'chaya, and he lived. Vayukorin oso nasana bavli al shmi. And Rabbi Nassan says, and by the way, they called him nasana bavli, because they named him after me, because I gave this etza that they were able to. So first of all, you see, they named after a living person. So it's the minug that Ashkenazim have that we don't name after the living. Only a minug that you have within the family that we don't name after a living family member. I think I was at, I don't remember where I was. Maybe I was at a bris recently, where someone said that Zaidi always said that if you ever name after me, I'm never going to talk to you again, right? So it's if they're naming after after a living person, so that's maybe that's the outside of the family you do it, or maybe the Sfardim are right. Okay, v'shuv pamachas, and another time halachti l'medinas kaputkia. I think Rabbi Reisman wants to tell me that we don't have a minhag not to name after the living; we just have a minhag to name after the dead. So this shaila comes up a lot. There are two grandfathers that have the same name, and one of them is alive, one of them is dead, so they want to name after the dead grandfather. So can you give that name even though the live grandfather is gonna have that name? So a lot of times the live grandfather says literally, over my dead body, are you gonna give that that name, meaning that so some posts can say, how could you even have the chutzpah to ask, meaning of course not, it's insulting to the one that's alive. Others say, your name, it should be a school of Arichus Yamin for this one, but you're naming after the other one. And it's we don't have a dafka minug not to name after the living. So okay, whatever it is, different poskim have different approaches. I asked Rabbi Willig once. He said my children wouldn't have the chutzpah to ask me such a question. They would never even consider it. Okay, v'shuv pamachas halachti l'medinas kaputkia. One time I went to kaputkia. Basi isha l'fanai shemala b'na rishon umeis. And so a woman came, and same story. She had given a bris mila to her first child, Rachman al son. He died. Sheni Yume, same with the second. Shlishi Hiviyatu Lefana, she brought the third child in front of me, Risif Shay Yarok. And I saw that the baby had a greenish complexion. So Yitzatzti Bo, Shaloyel Bodam Bris, Velohel Bodam Bris. He said, I examined him, and it seems that he didn't have Dam Bris, meaning that his blood wasn't, if they were going to give him a mila, he wasn't going to bleed anyway. So there is a machlokas, what the nature of this machla was exactly, that he wasn't going to bleed if you cut him, but whatever it was, amarti labiti hamtini lo achipol bodamo. You need to wait until his blood starts flowing in a normal way, and until it starts circulating in a normal way. Simtini lo mala osav v'chaya. She waited. She gave him a bris mila, and lo and behold, he survived. Vayikorin oso nasana bavli al shemi, and they called him nasana bavli after me. So we do have a lot of times in Shas where they name people after family members, right? Rami Gamliel's whole family, Rami Shimon Gamliel, Ben Shimon Gamliel, right? They clearly named after family members, but apparently we see that it's not always after family members. Sometimes it's after someone that you have a lot of hakaras hatov to for the survival of the baby. So you see that from this story, though, that the reddish color and the yarok color are things that will heal, and that's what happened over here. So too when it comes to a lung, if you find red or yarok on a lung, so that's an indication that something's wrong, but it's not something that's permanently wrong. That's why these babies were able to get a bris mila. Amar Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana says, if you have a lung that's kikavda, kishera, then it's going to be kosher. If it looks like a liver, it's going to be kosher. If it's kibsara, trefa. If it looks like flesh, then it's a trefa. So the simanayich, and the way to remember that the one that looks like basar is a trefa, is ubasar basada trefa. That if it looks like basar, it's a trefa. We have the pasuk ubasar basada trefa as a mnemonic, an easy way to remember which one is trefa, which one is kosher between kaved and basar. Amar of Sama Bere Durava, Hai Reya Didamyo Kikshusa Ukumarika Ukumbe Asa Trefa. Different yellows. If a lung looks like a yellowish color, so that like an egg yolk or something like that, it is going to be a trefa. El Yeruka Dikshera Hechi Damya. So, but wait, we said yarok is kosher. Isn't yarok a type of yellowish color? So what type of yellow did we say that is kosher? So it says Mark Kikarti. There's that it's green like a leek, which is a very dark greenish color. This comes up, of course, that terminology in Hilchos Lulav when it comes to the halachos of an esrog, that an esrog that's yarok kikarti is a problematic esrog. So how come so many people have green esrogim? Because they're not yarok kikarti. They have some tinge of yellow in them. Yarok kikarti means it's green, 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 like it's really a dark green. Amaravina, atum bereya. If there's a place in the lung that seems to be closed off, that air doesn't seem to be entering, so we have to check what's going on. Maitina sakina v'karina la. We bring a knife and we rip it open. We rip open that blockage. I ispa mugla. If the vade machmas muglahu. If there's a mugla, then there's some sort of physical blockage. So we know that's what the problem was. Ukshera, and therefore it's going to be kosher, meaning the moisture didn't allow the air to go through. V'ilo, but if you don't find this pussy, blockage, then musvina nala, then you put on the place where you where there's a cut in the lung, gadfa oruka, either a feather or a little bit of saliva, and then you blow into the lung. Imavatspitsa, if you see that the saliva bubbles or that the feather starts to shake a little bit, so kshera, that it's going to be kosher because you see that the air is flowing through. V'ilo trefa, but if you see that it doesn't move, then you know that it's a trefa because it's not flowing through. The Rambam writes that a place that's closed off in the lung is as if it is nakuv. It's as if it has a hole. It has the same halacha as having a hole. Amar Rav Yosef krum sha'ala machmas makabereya. If there's a scab that comes because of a wound on the lung, enu krum. It's not going to be a scab that we view as being able to be protective of that lung. The hole is coming right back, and therefore, even though air is not escaping right now, it's still going to be a trefa. V'amar Rav Yosef, hay reya da avsha. If let's say you have a lung that when air passes through the lung, you hear a hissing sound. You hear the air going through. Iyadinan hecha avsha. If you know where the air is coming from, manchina nala gadfa ogila oruka. So you put feather or a piece of straw or some saliva. Imevatzvitsa. If they move a little bit when you blow the air through, so then trefa. Then you know there's a real hole in there, and it's a trefa. V'ilo, but if they don't move when the air goes through, then kshera, then you know it's a kshera. V'ilo, because there's no hole. V'ilo yadinan la, and if you don't know exactly where it's coming from, where the sound is coming from, ma'iti mishuchusa d'maya pshori, you bring a tub of mayim poshrim, of lukewarm water, umasvinan la begava, and you put the lung inside that mayim poshrim, and see where it starts to bubble, where air seems to be escaping in this tub of water. So why is it that the water has to be mayim poshrim? This is what we already discussed. Bechamimi lo, you can't use hot water to kavtzi because that causes it to shrivel, and therefore the hole that may have been there will become closed up as it contracts and shrivels. Bekarimi lo, you can't use cold water dimitarshi because that causes it to harden. And even if the hole was only in the krum atachton, because of the hardness, the hole might also puncture the krum el. As well, just by touching it, it will be so much more brittle, and it's likely to generate a further hole, and you're not going to get a clear picture of whether that hole was there. So that's why we use mayim poshrim. If we see that in the water that air is coming out of the lung trefa, then you know that it's a trefa. V'ilo, but if you don't see in the water that air is coming out of the lung, then ksheira, then it's going to be kosher. Tato inkiv ilo alo inkiv, and because it's clear that only the lower membrane that covers the lung has a hole in it, but not the upper membrane. And the fact that you're hearing the hissing, that you're hearing air escaping, that's escaping between one layer and the other layer. If the inside of the lung is all liquefied and it just pours from one side to the other, so the flesh of the lung has totally liquefied, that's going to be kosher. Alma kasaver chisaron ribifnim lo shmei chisaron. Wow, it sounds like he holds that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if there's a chisaron inside of the lung, that's not called a chisaron. But is that really true? Esve Rabbi Abba Lu'ula, Rabbi Abba challenged Ula, who said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that don't we have a Mishnah back on Daf Mem Beis that discusses Hareya Shenikva Oh, shechasra, that if there's either a hole or a chaser in the lung, it's a problem. So my chaser, what do you think chaser means? Ilim mibachutz, if it means chaser on the outside, hainu nikva, that's the same as a nekev. Meaning a chaser on the outside is a nekev. Elav mibifnim, must be that nekev is one thing, and chaser is even on the inside when the outside is intact. So you see that even a chisaron on the inside is called a chisaron. So lo, liola mibachutz, no, chisaron means on the outside. Kamrat hainu nikva. You said that's the same as a nekev. Lo tzricha l'Rabbi Shimon. Da amar ad shetinokev l'beis ha-symphonos. Rabbi Shimon holds a nekev on the outside is only a problem if it goes all the way through to the beis ha-symphonos. So when does it need to go all the way through? Hani mili nekev delas bechisaron. That's if it's a hole, but there's nothing missing from the actual content of the lung, from the actual mamashos of the lung. Aval nekev dis bechisaron. But if there's a hole where it's actually missing a piece, then I feel Rabbi Shimon moda. Then even Rabbi Shimon is going to be moda. It doesn't need to go all the way through. Even just on the outside is enough to make it a trefer. Rabbi Hanani chalosh. Rabbi Hanani was sick. Olagabe Rabbi Nosson called Gedolei Adar. Rabbi Nosson, all the Gedolei Adar came to visit him. Aitu kamei reyosh nishpach kikiton va'achshura. They brought him a lung that was liquefied on the inside, and he was machshirit. So Amarava, Rava says v'hu dekaimi symphonos. That's if the symphonos are still intact. How can you tell? So Amalei Ravacha braid Rava leRavashi mina yadinan. How can you tell? Amalei Matinan sa'ad kunya. They bring a plate that's very clear. You'll be able to see things on it very well. V'shavchina lebigavei, and we rip open the lung and pour out its contents. Yisbe shuryaki chivari. If you see white streaks in there, then trefa. Then you know it's a trefa because the symphonos are not intact. And that's the white streaks you're seeing. V'ilo, but if you do not see that, then kshera. Then you know that it's going to be kosher. We'll stop there. Alicia is going to give the shir tomorrow from Amar of Nachman. I'm going to be in Toronto tomorrow, and I will be back the next day on Thursday. Everyone have a great day.